8 minutes after 6 o'clock.
I'm telling you, I didn't. Never in my life of slumber have I wanted to stay in bed more.
Oh yeah, tired.
Oh, not so much tired. You know when you kind of wake up and you go, this is just too cozy.
I know, yeah.
You're in the perfect little nest.
That happens to us every morning. And then we get booted out of bed.
You're just like,
yeah.
Oh, like, I really don't want to see the world today. I just want to hide under this.
I hear you.
I want to stay here. I love my bed. I think I love my bed more than anything in the world.
So do I. I daydream about sleep. I daydream about sleep. Imagine that.
That's a new one.
You know, my youngest fella wrote down on a... You know the way they have these little kind of sheets that they do in school to find out about your family? And they're only little. But,
little,
you know,
family tree things.
Yeah. And there's questions about what does your dad like to do best and what does your mum like to do best? And he bought the sheet of paper home and I read it. And under me, he put sleep.
Yeah, that's it. But it is true, though.
I thought, you're not wrong, kid.
Oh, my God. And the reason we sleep so much is because of you, you little...
I know, exactly. Yeah. Actually, it's funny you say that because here in the paper this morning... I just saw this now. Parents want to party like it's 1992.
Okay.
Many mums and dads secretly long to be out tearing up the dance floor. A poll has found that 60% of parents yearn to return to their child-free clubbing days, even trying to recapture their youth by playing their old favourite tunes to their kids. Now, wait until I tell you this. This is mad that I've just... that this is in the paper this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a 6-year-old and a 10-year-old at home, and... I walked past, they were in their bedroom yesterday with the door shut, and I walked past the door and I could hear them kind of chanting something, and I stopped to listen to what it was. And the two of them...
It wasn't "Everybody Move Your Body."
No, but it was close.
All right.
Wait until I tell you.
Oh my God.
The eldest fella was teaching the youngest fella the words to "Lose Yourself" by Eminem. like that, is that... That song's got to be... That's got to be
22, 23 years old now at this point, yeah.
And I just could not believe, like, we haven't been playing it in the house. They've heard it somewhere. I don't know where. I know we play it on Red FM.
Yeah.
Doesn't it just prove that, it like, that stuff is... It continues, learning words to songs and old songs.
Yeah.
Where have they heard that?
Oh, my God. Wait till they discover Biggie Smalls. Wait till your 10-year-old comes into the kitchen. Pull your G-string, dance out.
It just amazed me that that song is that old and that my two young kids were in their room learning the words to it.
In theory, you could say your children are studying classical music
you
now.
Could.
Do you know what I mean?
You could.
Oh, my God. My relatives had... they had RTÉ Gold on there one Sunday for Sunday lunch.
Yeah.
And... not that I would in any way be mentioning other media outlets, but they had it on anyway. And the guy that was, whoever was on it, I think it was Aidan Leonard or one of those lads, he played the Chemical Brothers' "Hey Boy, Hey Girl"
on Radio Gold.
On a gold. And I'm like,
yeah.
You know the way, like, Owl Ones, when you were young and you went to a bar and the Owl Ones were in the corner.
Yeah.
And they were singing, you know, "Hello, Jim Black and Tan." Yeah. What are our generation going to be singing?
Chemical Brothers.
"Hey boy, hey girl, superstar DJs, here we go."
Yeah. Prodigy. Firestarter.
That's what it... You'd be sitting beside the fire trying
Literally,
to start a fire.
Yeah. It's funny though, isn't it? The way music just, I don't know, it keeps coming around like that.
Yeah.
It just blew my mind.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, it could be a lot worse. They could be listening to some awful kind of boy bandy manufactured muck.
Well, yeah,
at least they might get some street education, you know. Can you see your boys in the streets of Cove now doing rap battles and everything?
Oh, I'd say there's a bit of that in them, yeah.
Yeah.
There's definitely a bit of that. Do you remember learning words to songs when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What, can you remember any songs specifically?
Yeah, I remember... "Bad" by Michael Jackson.
Okay,
so I had the tape,
right?
And I swear to God, this happened. I'd press play on the tape,
yeah.
And the opening lyrics... I need to Google this, just remember. But it's... I think it's "Your Ass Is Mine." "Bad" Michael Jackson lyrics. I remember as a kid, I had this on tape. Here we go. Okay, "Your butt is mine."
Oh my God.
"Gonna tell you right." So play, okay. Pause, write it down. Your butt is mine. Going to tell you right. Next time, play. Just show your face in broad daylight. Just show your face.
Because that's what you do.
No, so I got down to the first verse. My dad came into the room and I scrunched up the paper and I put it behind my back.
Did you?
And he's like, what are you doing? He came over to me and said, what's that in your hand? I said, nothing, nothing. He's like, show it to me. He opened it up. He thought I was writing a letter to some young one up the road.
Did he?
He was like, what is this filth? I was like, I was too embarrassed to tell him.
It was words of a song.
I'm trying to learn a song here. Leave me alone.
Oh, bless you.
Yeah.
Because I can remember as well, right? I remember trying to learn the words to Robert De Niro's Waiting by Bananarama.
Okay, you're 7,000 years old. Yeah. And do you remember the words?
Yeah.
How did they go?
Robert De Niro's waiting, talking Italia. Red FM
Breakfast. With KC. Love waking up in Cork.
It's just so lovely to have a senior citizen on the show. It really is. It can take us back to all those golden moments before the telephone was invented. That's our Vic. Right, 6:13, is it? I think so. Yeah, 6:14. Red FM, hello. Thanks for waking up with us. We're 15 minutes away from dropping €100,000 into your bank account. Cash machine's coming up very soon. And we're going to get you to Gracie Abrams' VIP pack to go hang out with her up in Dublin. John the ref has been on to me. What is that about, John? He sent me about 10 videos. Oh my God, let's have a listen to this. What's going on? It's a fella in a JCB and there's about 9 guard cards chasing him.
Oh, around. What is
going on there? What?
I love that music.
It's just, he's driving down the road, there's loads of guards behind him, and then he turns and he comes back up and the guards are chasing him up the other way.
That's mad.
Where was that, John?
Wexford.
Wexford yesterday morning. God, I hope everybody's okay there. But it seems somebody went rogue in a JCB yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to go rogue in something, probably the most worrying would be something that could go through walls.
Or something that could happen up at Cork Airport.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you remember that? Did someone take a JCB up to Cork Airport?
Well, they didn't take a JCB, but they... I think they hijacked a car.
They did. Fella was doing donuts.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
But somebody made a video of that incident, which of course we must, state was a very serious incident.
Absolutely.
They made a video of that incident.
And put the Benny Hill music behind it. Of course they did, because Benny Hill music works for everything. Anyway, John, thanks so many for that. Oh, by the way, can I do a little quick shout out for Liverpool last night?
Yeah, go for it.
Last dying minutes of the Champions League against PSV. Knocked one in.
Oh,
1-0 last night.
€1,000 pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Paladuff, North Point Business Park and Maham Point Retail Park.
Thanks, Terry. Let's see, I think Gav is over there. Good morning, Gavin.
Good morning, how are we doing?
So Gavin works for G Health.
Okay.
He is an IT genius.
Right.
This is what he's...
He's
branding himself, of course. How's work? Is it busy these days? Are you flat to the mat? Are you working from home?
It's hard work trying to pretend you're busy, but
it is busy fools. We're all busy fools.
Tell the truth, Gavin. Yeah, are you wearing jogging bottoms?
I'm not even dressed yet.
Oi, I like it.
That's great. Big, hairy, naked Gavin on the radio. Lovely. That's what we love to hear. All right, listen, let's get you some money to buy a pair of jocks. There you go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Question number one. What Roy played for Man United?
Keane.
Question two. Who is Ireland's current president?
Michael D. Higgins.
Can you name any member of the Irish band The Corrs?
Jim Corr.
Galaxy phones are made by who?
Samsung.
Question five. What is the name of the dad in the TV show The Osbournes?
Ozzy Osbourne.
What movie features a boy, a bike and an alien cycling over the moon?
E.T.
Question number seven. What city is the city of the tribes?
Jesus, I think.
Irish city of the tribes.
Yeah.
Is it Galway?
Question number eight. I'm a creep, I'm a weirdo. Are lyrics from what band? Because I'm a creep, I'm
Radiohead.
A weirdo. Question number nine. What team plays its home games at the Emirates?
Arsenal.
Can you name a famous John?
John Bishop.
Okay. The comedian John Bishop.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Now, Gav.
Let's see, Gav.
So if you...
He's very confident, wasn't
very,
he?
Very, confident. Very confident. If you win this €1,000, what's the first item of clothing you need to buy? What?
Jocks.
Jocks and socks?
Red FM jocks.
That's a great idea for some merch there, Pete. Thank
Red
you very
FM
much.
Jocks.
Right, let's go back over these. Roy Keane is correct. Michael D. Higgins is correct. Any member of the Corrs, Jim Corr.
Yes.
That'll do nicely. Samson is correct. Ozzy Osbourne is correct. The little boy and the bike and the alien cycling over the moon.
E.T.
One of the most iconic movie scenes of all time. It is E.T. What city is the city of the tribes? This burnt up a lot of time. 10 seconds. Or maybe a bit more. Are you sure it's not Kilkenny? It is Galway.
Oh, well done.
Oh, jeez.
Well done, Gav.
Three away from a grand. I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. It's Radiohead. Arsenal is correct. And I think you gave me a famous John. That's, hey, buddy, that's 10 out of 10.
Yeah!
You did it! You did it! You won!
Oh, brilliant.
Gavin!
Oh, brilliant.
Gavin, it's a cheeky €1,000 on a Wednesday morning.
Yes. Exactly, yeah. That'll get me a few pairs of jocks.
Straight on to Joxarosa or whatever
well
website.
Done.
10 out of 10. You were sweating on the City of the Tribes question, I think.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure, I'll be honest with you. It was more of a stab than anything else.
Gavin, your first game of the Red FM Pop Quiz has just won you €1,000. Congratulations.
Well done.
Well done.
Thanks very much, guys.
Very good. Now back to work now and do whatever. Get back to your genius position there. Do what you got to do.
Not really in the mood to do much.
Take the day off, Gavin. Gavin and Glanmire, congratulations.
Well done.
All the gang in G Health as well. Milky bars on Gavin this weekend, okay? All right. If you're a social media influencer, which also sounds like influenza,
it does,
and some people compare them to be equally as painful. Revenue is coming for you.
Oh.
They have issued hundreds and hundreds of letters to influencers online who are making money. See, people are not aware of the fact that the online world is still the revenue world.
Well, you're still getting paid. If you're
making money on anything, they'll come knocking. So if you are kind of making ads or selling, you're doing sponsored posts and all of that, that has to be tagged with hashtag ad, isn't it?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So it can be identified as an ad.
And that's what they're after doing, the revenue, yeah.
And so they've been going through Instagram, really finding people who are selling products and doing all of that and reminding people of your revenue obligations. Because influencers, the biggest influencer in this country is the Revenue Commissioner.
It is indeed.
Yeah, so just a bit of a heads up. Wake up call as social media influencers get letters through the post.
There you go.
And the Eurovision is in the middle of a diplomatic row after the BBC objected to a song.
Oh, what song?
The title is called Cant. K-A-N-T.
What?
It's Cant.
What?
I sound like I'm from South London now.
You do. Whose song is it?
It's, Marina Conte's tune. It's Maltese.
Okay.
And it's been approved by the European Broadcast Union, but now a report has been submitted, and under the BBC rules, she needs Danny Dyer on backing vocals, doesn't she?
She definitely needs Danny.
Where are you?
I think that's possibly the best story to ever come out of the Eurovision.
Cant, K-A-N-T.
I wonder, what does it stand for in Maltese? It obviously means something in Maltese.
Don't Google that one, please.
No.
Don't go for that one. Because you know what? Spell correct will kick in and you'll get a Maltese. You know what I mean? All kinds of alerts will be going off in security. She's at it again, lads. Good lord. Anyway, Eurovision might be worth watching this year if that song gets through, but. I'm hearing that Cant, K-A-N-T, the song that we were talking about, is from Latin and roughly means to sing.
Okay.
So serving a song. Okay, we believe you. Wink, wink. Also, Cant in Irish is ancient traveller talk.
Okay.
So the travellers of Ireland years ago had their own language called Cant. And it was when they were buying horses or doing trading.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And it was to confuse people who were settled people who were buying horses.
Oh, wow.
So all these words like bior and fien and gurch and feek, they all come from Cant.
No way.
So what I'm saying is we should also send our boys over to the Eurovision.
Because they could...
And have a pair of cans. Vic's VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM. What's going on?
Oh, lads. Sabrina Carpenter's in a little bit of bother. This is following on from her Brit Awards performance. She can be a bit raunchy, our Sabrina, can't she? A little bit.
It's basically burlesque, isn't it?
Burlesque. It's kind of Moulin Rouge kind of style costumes. The problem that we've got is this all happened on the Brit Awards before 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. They get really, you know, sort of, you know, they're sticklers for the watershed in the UK. I don't know how strict they are with it here, but in the UK, if there's something on before 9 o'clock that is a little bit risque, people go mad. And Ofcom have actually had 825 complaints about the situation.
Which is quite a lot. Even though there's probably millions watching it, that's still a lot of complaints.
She started off the performance, you see, she comes on with the Queen's Guards. So it's a load of dancers dressed up as the Queen's Guards. And then, you know, that's kind of raunchy enough, but she ends the performance on a bed.
Okay.
In a bra and stockings and suspenders.
Yeah.
And this is all before 9 p.m. So people have kind of complained a lot. And
do you know what? There's a lot of younger kids watching, and fair is fair. They probably don't notice it, and it's somebody wearing a costume.
Absolutely.
But it's the conservative freaked out parents that are worried about
Absolutely. And also, I think Charlie XCX, who won 5 awards at the Brits, was wearing what could only be described as a black net.
Okay.
So that's also received quite a few complaints. But Sabrina Carpenter, listen, it's her style. I wonder, will she feel pressured to tone it down slightly? Probably not.
Yeah.
I guess if you're going to see her at a gig, if you've paid tickets to go and see her at a gig, it's a little bit different to watching her on the telly at home. So there you go. We'll see if there's any more complaints in about that. This is really sweet. Pierce Brosnan, you love Pierce Brosnan. You think he's the best 007.
The best Bond.
Well, apparently, he's being tipped to land the top award at the Golden Globes for next year, and the nominations go in this year.
Okay.
So already they're talking about nominations for next year's Golden Globe, and he's being tipped to win the Best Actor Golden Globe. I don't know, is it for... It says the 007 actor could be in the running to win the Best Actor Golden Globe.
Do you know why I love Pierce Brosnan so much? It's because when I heard his life story.
Oh.
Of, you know, how he grew up. He was pretty much abandoned as a kid.
Was he, Casey?
And raised by his granddad on a farm in Navan. And he worked his way into acting, got over to the UK, started from absolutely nothing. And became, you know, one of the biggest stars in the world. But also, he's just got a lovely loveliness about him.
He has.
And he's in a new thing with Guy Ritchie, the new kind of gangster. He plays the head of an Irish gangster family.
I think I've seen the trailer to it.
Tom Hardy's in it as well.
Right.
It looks really
brilliant.
Good. Really good.
Talking of James Bond, the search for the next James Bond is continuing. We've had so many names coming in and out of the hat. Now we've got another one, and he has a very famous ex-girlfriend. This is actor Joe Alwyn.
Okay.
He was asked on the red carpet over the weekend by Variety, if the rumours are true. Have a listen.
And you're on those lists. James Bond.
Oh, wow.
Come on, Joe. Do you want to play Mr. Jimmy Bond?
Who wouldn't throw their hat in the ring? You know?
Could you imagine doing it one day?
I mean, if you're offering.
Do you like it shaken or stirred?
I like both.
Do you like both?
I do. That's the problem.
Now that Amazon have taken over the rights of James Bond, it's going to be Hulk Hogan. I'm just... I'm telling you. Watch this space. What do I say now? Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. It's Red FM Breakfast at 8:10. Morning, it's Casey. There's Rory. Hello. There's Victoria. Kelly's doing some newsy stuff. And Dave is doing whatever Dave is doing.
That's it.
Juggling chainsaws. Good morning. Hope you're all keeping well. Yesterday on the show, we wanted to get to the bottom of the expense between raising boys and girls.
Yeah.
They're telling us that lads are 2.5 times less expensive than women.
Yeah.
I was like, really? Lads can be quite expensive as well if they're into, you know, particular sports or whatever they want to get involved in. So I was looking to speak to the dads in Cork with the most girls.
Yeah.
Now, we've got families from back in the 50s and 60s, and there was 27 girls in one family.
Right, yeah.
All of that kind of crap. But I have Eric on the line. Morning, sir. How are you?
Morning, all. How are you?
How are you?
We just, as I was telling Eric, we have lit a candle for him in studio here.
We have
because,
indeed, Eric.
Nice one.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
How many daughters have we, Eric?
I have 5 daughters. They're range between 15, 6, 5, 3 and 2. And they're Irish twins and 3 and 2 year olds.
Oh, wow.
All daughters, no boys.
Now, did you do that classic? Did you do that classic Irish thing? Because we've got friends who have, they've got four boys.
Okay.
And there's another arrival. Did you keep going for the? Did you keep going for the boy? Did you?
No, not a hope. No.
Yes, you did.
Before, but no. I'm done. Done.
I'm not surprised.
Way too much work.
But along every single time you got the magical news that you're another little person on the way.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, after number three, you must have thought it's got to have a Mickey now. It has to.
In the back of my mind, I was hoping, but I'm still happy with the girl.
Okay.
Of course
you will be. Of course.
Exactly.
But like secretly between the two of us, you know.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So talk to me about, you know, you're in the throes of 15 right down to 2-year-old Paige. And is it Paige and Leah?
Yeah.
Okay. How expensive is it for you?
So like the 15-year-old is obviously the most expensive one. All she goes on about is nails, hair, makeup, stuff like that. And then she'd be saying, oh, I want to do a Shein order and get a few bits, and you think Shein is cheap, and there's a 500 euro basket, and you're like, what?
I know, yeah.
500 quid.
It's like a visit to Penny's.
900 items.
Lord. But when you walk your way down with the other kids and stuff like that, see, when I was growing up, say, if I had an older brother, I get their clothes.
Of course, right, yeah.
My one doesn't believe in that. Like, she believes that they all have been matching night jackets.
Oh, no.
Everybody has to be the exact same. Yeah, she loves having them all the exact same, yeah.
Eric, can I ask you, how many White Fox hoodies have you got in your house?
Yeah, the oldest one has a few of them already.
Yeah. And listen, this is the thing. I don't want to put the woolies up you, man, but you've got five weddings coming your way.
Oh, God.
Oh, stop. Yeah. Yeah.
What are you trying to do to the man, Casey?
Poor dude.
That
shocked him there. He's like,
that has shocked him. You've stunned him into silence.
I have. I'm sorry, but listen, you are very, very blessed to have such lovely ladies. And I bet you're a brilliant dad, too.
Yeah.
Well done, Eric.
Eric, thanks for having a look behind the curtain of Eric's life and his five beautiful girls.
Yeah.
All right. By the way, Eric, we're doing 100 grand in cash machine in about 20 minutes.
You might want to put in for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will.
Well done.
Take it easy, Eric.
Thanks, Eric.
Cheers.
Thanks. Bye.
What a man. Oh my God. So five daughters. Okay, there's bound to be dads, mums and dads out there with 6-7 daughters. Come on, let's hear from you. 0868 104 106. You're two ladies at home. How are you finding it so far?
I have two ladies and it's exhausting. Imagine having five
and one set of twins.
I have nothing but respect for parents that like anything above four and five.
Yeah.
Like, how do you do it?
Don't know.
No idea.
Does it get to the point where you just forget that there's other kids there?
It's like wrangling cats, I imagine.
Exactly it. Anyway, the biggest daughter family in Cork. Are you out there? Let's hear from you. 0868 104 106.
Love waking up in Cork. Wake up. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Red FM.
And that's the sport with Simply Suits.
Thank you, Simply Suits. 7:31. Lads, it's 7:31. Look, there's brightness over Bishopstown, everybody, as the mornings are getting brighter. Why are you shaking your head?
Shaking his head.
I know where this is going.
What?
He said he knows where it's going.
Where's it going?
You keep going there. You keep going with your little link.
Where do you think, genuinely, I'm intrigued. Where do you think I'm going with this?
It's going to end up with Liverpool and the Champions League music being played, isn't it?
Oh, God.
Oh, no, I've done that already. If you want me jingle, I can do that for you. No, you're sure.
Maurice is
just
in constant fear of that happening.
He is in constant fear.
Hey, buddy.
On edge.
On edge is right. We have a long way to go. So PSG, second leg, have to win by what, 2 goals now?
Yeah, I have to win by 2, yeah. So that's all set up for Liverpool.
Ah, let's see what happens. Come on, lads. All right, Kelly, the other morning I was telling you about a fella. I think he's been identified as Adam. This man was going viral after he sent girls home with a little goodie bag. Remember that?
Yeah.
I was talking about it the last day. So in this little goodie bag, if you stayed over, if you had a movie night with him, you know?
If
you were lucky enough to get a movie
Netflix
out of him.
Netflix and chill, is it?
Yeah, absolutely. So he did a little going away. Like the kids get a little party bag,
that's
you
right.
know, at the end of it. You know,
everyone gets away. I didn't get my party bag.
He does a party bag on departure. And it says, thank you for your time. Send off bag was written on it. But in it, he's put in Doritos, ham sandwich, iced tea, and he's put in some money to pay for parking. What, creepy or nice, Kelly?
Well, you just wouldn't want a pack of Doritos.
First thing in the morning, why wouldn't you?
It's a bit random.
What would you want to be in there, Kel?
The paying for parking is a bit random as well. I'm not sure about that.
Does it say that it's paying for parking, or does it just not say anything?
It's just money for parking, to pay the parking.
Money is changing hands. Then.
Yeah, it's the money bit. All other things. Dodgy.
What would you want in the bag, Vic?
Oh, one says chocolate and cake, I don't care.
I have another Kelly here. When we did this the other morning, and I totally didn't get to the message, she had a similar experience here in Cork. Casey, before Christmas, I had a date that went late.
Ooh!
If you get me, wink, wink.
Nudge.
Met a lovely lad who had to get up at 6 a.m. because he was working for Stryker.
Okay, right.
Okay, so he had to get up early. He was when she came downstairs, when she woke up at lunchtime or whatever it was, I went downstairs. He'd left a sandwich bag with a breakfast bagel and a pouch of orange juice and some Panadol.
Now, there you go.
He's a keeper.
That's a going away kit.
You can always rely on a Cork lad.
He's a keeper. I hope they're still together.
Nice men exist.
Yeah. It's Cork lad, you see.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
So the money thing is off the cards.
Yeah.
But the breakfast bagel and the paracetamol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you not be happy going home with 20 quid for a cuddle? No.
It's a bit creepy.
Dude, to pay the parking, obviously.
Yeah, no comment.
You know what I mean? Yeah. What would you put in a bag, Rory?
Tanora.
Yeah.
Tripe and Drisheen.
Gotcha. Oh.
Copy to Hollybow.
Met this lovely Baldy lad last night. Left out a copy of the Hollybow. Oh,
had the writing on his head.
Keeper.
With Casey. Love waking up in Cork.
Morning, gang. How are we all? Morning, Kelly Boo.
Morning.
Kelly, when you were a little child, did you play a game around your neck of the woods where you ran up to a door, knocked on it and legged it?
Never, never, ever did that.
Ever? Rory?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Runaway knock, like.
I'm having a bit of runaway knock issues down our neck of the woods with a certain gang.
Oh, yeah.
Certain gang of youngsters.
Yeah.
Young people.
Is it really annoying when you have to get up off the couch and you realise no
time.
One is there?
But you just hear the... And then you get there, then they're across the road.
Are you now the annoying old man?
I am old man shouting at clouds, but I keep coming out like an idiot, and that's why they keep knocking on the door.
You keep falling for it.
I'm just saying, lads, we have you on Ring doorbells, and you know
exactly
covering your face with scarves and everything. I know who you are. I will find you. I will find you.
Yeah, I'll dig you out.
And I don't know what I'm going to do,
parents.
But. This is the debate now.
Yeah.
What is it called? What is that thing called?
Knockdown ginger.
Knockdown ginger. Okay, explain
knockdown
why.
Knockdown ginger?
Yeah.
That's what it's called, knockdown ginger, no? What do you call it?
Runaway knock.
A knock-a-dolly.
Knock-a-dolly?
Knock-a-dolly?
Runaway knock.
That's what you called it in Ballyfihan.
Yeah. We were cool.
They also only do their toes on ones. Yeah.
What was your version of it, Vic?
Knockdown ginger.
So you knock on the door and gingerly run away. That's why it's called knockdown ginger.
I think that's what it is,
Yeah. I'm going with runaway knock.
Right.
Are they ringing your bell?
No, just knocking.
There's
no
doorbells.
No.
The door.
Yeah. Knock knock bolt is another.
Oh.
Is another name for it. Ding dong ditch.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah.
Have you heard ding dong ditch?
Oh. Yeah.
So we need to brand this. We need to title it. I need to know what is it called
in Cork.
In Cork here. 0868 104 106.
And it's definitely not knock down ginger here.
Knock door run. Someone is saying here.
Okay.
No, it's runaway knock.
Lads, it's called Have the Crack.
Knick-knack, someone else is saying.
Knick-knack, that's the one I heard years ago. So you do a little knick-knack, you have a little kind of, and you're
like
gone, bolting down the road. 0868 104 106. What is that thing called?
Well, Darlene's been on. She said, lads, in South Africa, we call it tok-tokie.
Top-totty.
Tok.
Tok-totty.
Okay. Trust you. Tok-tokie.
Okay. Belfast, ring the bell and run fast.
Runaway knock.
Lads, in Cork, it's runaway knock from Jason.
Gary's been on. He says, lads, in North Cork, we call it knock-a-tara.
Knock-a-tara?
Yeah.
I like that. I like the sound of that. That sounds good. Hello.
Morning, lads. There was a video going around a couple of years ago of a lady. She was nearly 100 doing Ding Dong Ditch. It's in Cork. It's worth having a look.
Oh, Ding Dong Ditch. Okay, so we have variations of Ding Dong Ditch as well. Morning.
I love listening in the morning. I have a second classie here on the way to school and I asked her, what do they call it? Her and her friends. So are you going to tell them, Isabella?
Runaway knock.
Oh, yeah.
Runaway knock. I think that's the one. And I think we used to call it that in my day as well. Bye.
Thank you so much, gang.
That's kind of coming in the most, isn't it, Runaway Knock?
That's Jess and her lovely girls. Thanks a million, yeah.
Oh, yeah, someone else here. In Mallow, lads, we call it Knockatara.
Knockatara, yeah? Hello?
It's Knock Knock Runaway, for God's sake.
The Southsiders with their one-sided toes probably call it Knock Run Away, says...
Bronx. Bronx says, lads, we call it Nick Knock.
Thanks to everyone in Cork Plumbing Office as well. Nick Knock. Rat Tat Tat from Frank, okay, from Frickin' Passage.
Okay.
Jane Mallow has another name for it. This is where we are, lads.
There's loads, isn't there?
Lads, I don't know where all the other names are coming from. But it's called Knockatara.
Knockatara.
Oh, okay.
Thunder and lightning, kick the door. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, you're right.
There is hundreds of versions. Knock and run. Knock the heeny feeny, says someone else here.
I like it.
Oh, lads.
Runaway
seriously.
Knock, yeah.
We need, before the end of the show at 9 o'clock, we need a definitive name for this. We need to all agree.
At the minute, it's looking like a slanging match between North Cork and the rest of Cork, because North Cork call it Knockatara and the rest of Cork seem to call it Runaway Knock.
How about Runaway Knockatara?
There you go.
Okay, can we do a combination of... Oh, God, there's a big fight in the back of a car now over this whole thing.
Good morning, Red FM. There's war here in the car. Girls, what is it called?
Ding Dong Ditch!
No, it's not wrong.
Ding Dong Ditch!
Ding Dong Ditch!
Ding Dong Ditch!
Where are you living? It's Ding Dong Ditch in Ireland.
It's Knockadoo Run.
Ding Dong Ditch!
Easy.
That was well. Have a great day, guys. Bye!
Bye. They're still pucking the heads off each other.
I love it.
What have we started?
I know.
Ding dong ditch, runaway knock, knock a doo dong, ding dong ding, ding. What? Hello?
Drop your glasses, shake your asses.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the
money. Good morning, lads. I've 6 daughters from 28 down to 9, and a granddaughter aged 2, and a wife, and the dog is female as well. As 3 of my daughters are foster kids. Would love to go on the air, but can't at the moment. But I'm also lighting candles for you this morning, Malcolm.
Oh, well done.
And Malcolm, you are the king of the castle, I would
Absolutely.
Imagine. Fair play to you. That's lovely to hear. Lots and lots of big daughter families coming into us.
Yeah.
Let's see, Kelvin's on the line. Hey, Kelvin, how's it going?
Yeah, see, how are we getting on?
Not too bad at all, not too bad. You're from White's Cross?
Yeah, living in White's Cross, yeah.
Good man. Have you done this before? You sound familiar.
I haven't, no.
No, okay. Alright, fresh blood on the
pop quiz.
He's
boxed fresh, he is. Are you boxed fresh, yeah, Kelvin? Fresh. I like it.
I'll be honest with you, I didn't even know I was entering this quiz. I thought it was just a random raffle.
There's a lot of people that do that.
People here are saying, if you want to win €1,000, answer this question and think that they've won the grand
they
for
do,
the one
yeah.
question. But
there's a little... handy, yeah.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
Kelvin, there's a little bit of work to do. We've got a few more to get you over the line. We had a winner yesterday. Let's do a double day of winners, yeah. Kelvin. Let's go.
Let's play.
What singer was famous for saying tee-hee?
Michael Jackson.
Question number 2. Who has a song called Trust Fall?
Pink.
What colour are the home jerseys for Spurs Football Club?
White.
What colour hair has Ed Sheeran?
Ginger.
All the colours. Question number 5. What sport is played with a shuttlecock?
Shuttlecock is badminton.
Who will sing the national anthems for this weekend's Six Nations game versus France? A Cork man.
Cork, man.
Yeah. Cork / French.
Yes.
Mum is French.
Ian DeCroix.
Question number 7. What company have taken over the James Bond franchise?
Amazon.
Question number 8. Stephanie Angelina Germanotta is the real name for who?
Angelina Jolie.
Question number 9. How many Jurassic Park and Jurassic World movies were made? 6 or 10?
6.
And what year did Ireland last win the Six Nations? Quickly.
Last year,
2024. Okay.
Okay.
With time to go.
I was confident.
Kelvin, that was handy.
Confident, yeah.
Handy out.
Yeah.
Now let's go back and see how you do. How are you feeling now? Are you okay? It's all over. Just take your time, breathe, relax.
Relax now again.
Michael Jackson. That was his favourite drink as well. Pink is correct. White jerseys for Spurs. Ed Sheeran's hair is red / ginger.
Yeah.
Badminton is correct.
Yeah.
Ian DeCroix.
Yeah.
I didn't think you were going to get over the line, but you got over the line. Amazon is correct for the James Bond thing. I'm telling you now, lads. I'm telling you now.
Go on.
The new James Bond will be Hulk Hogan. I'm telling you. With those lads taking
Please,
care
God,
of it.
Please, God, no.
How many Jurassic Park, Jurassic World movies were made? 6 is correct.
Yeah.
Ireland did win the Six Nations in 2024.
Yeah.
For €1,000. In your hand, Stephanie Angelina Germanotta is the real name for who? Lady Gaga.
Ah.
So sorry, man.
That was a 9 out of 10.
We'll give it a go again someday.
You're coming back to us now because that was your first go and it was a 9 out of 10.
Yeah, give me a ring back on Friday with that the other prize there.
Oh yeah, the 100 grand. We'll throw that in as well.
The 100 grand, yeah, we'll show back Friday for that.
I love it.
Kelvin, for our first rodeo, was superb. 9 out of 10, which means you're coming back to us again. We have a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors. And that's on its way to you in White's Cross. I'm very sorry, man.
Well done. Thanks very much for the chance.
Thanks for playing, well Kelvin. See you, man. Bye-bye. Red FM Breakfast. With Now.
Stream all the top TV, movies and sports. No contract. Now you know.